So let me talk about another victim, and that victim was my other son. And his name, and by the way, I can't stand the word victim. Although in this case, as I have to talk about roles, bully and victim are the labels I'm putting on them. But in my mind, nobody's ever a victim, they choose. And you're going to understand that more when you see, when I explain what the role was that my son Brian played. He, in fact, chose not to be a victim. And he had a kid that was bullying him and was calling him gay in front of a bunch of middle school kids, which caused them great entertainment. And Brian would come home and tell me, I don't really understand why this kid's doing this, and I don't understand why it's so funny, and I actually wonder what the kid's problem is. Those were Brian's words. I don't know what the kid's problem is. I wanted to get involved. I wanted to do something about it. I wanted to get the teachers involved. And Brian backed me off and said, nope, don't need to do that. And in fact, what ended up happening was the problem went away. Brian didn't engage. Brian didn't give the bully a reaction. And it wasn't nearly entertaining enough to hang out and use Brian as the victim. And so therefore, since he didn't allow himself to be a victim, the bully moved on. 1-2-3 Happy was written to give kids an actual tool as young as possible to go to help them behave more like Brian did and not as much as my son Matthew did. I will always be very thrilled that I raised a and both my boys are very, very good-hearted, very sensitive, intelligent, sweet, well-rounded individuals. And the beauty of 1-2-3 Happy is you don't have to allow someone who has got all those wonderful attributes to fall victim and fall prey to somebody that does, as Brian so aptly said, have a problem and is trying to become a bully. So I very much support all efforts to bring bullies, to highlight their behavior as young as possible, to have them be responsible for their actions, for there to be consequences for their bullying behavior. And at the same time, I would like to start an effort or continue an effort. I can't pretend that I'm the only one doing this, but continue an effort to try to limit the pool of potential participants for the bullies to use as targets. 1-2-3 Happy book never mentions the word bully. It does have some scenarios in it that will be familiar to kids that happen often on school playgrounds or in social situations with kids, and they will be familiar enough that the kids will be able to say, hey, that happened to me. Next time that happens to me, here's what I'm going to do. The tool that is illustrated in 1-2-3 Happy is also a tool that can be used in all kinds of life situations. Can even be used by adults. When it's an adult version, I call it the bliss list, which I'd be happy to talk to any of you about after this. But what I'd like to offer is that each of you have the book in front of you, and I would be happy to take, that's your copy. But if you'd like to give it to somebody, I would be happy to sign it. I'll dedicate it to anybody you'd like, an individual, a kid, a teacher, an adult, a school, a classroom, whatever. I would be happy to sign the book and dedicate it to anybody that you would like. The other thing that I want to put out there is that I have kind of taken this on as my mission and my community service project, and I take whatever limited funds I have, and I have offered that if it can be guaranteed to me that at least 20 kids will hear the message, I will donate the book. I've published through Ex Libris, which is a self-publishing company, and so I have to buy my own book, but I will buy it and donate it to any place that will guarantee me that 20 little pairs of ears will hear the message. I also would be happy to accept help. And if anybody, any of you, or you know anybody who agrees with this message and would like to help me in my efforts, of course I would take donations. And I would also encourage you to go to 123happybook.com and order your own copies and distribute them as you see fit. I think what I'd like to do now is get the flexibility of moving away from this microphone. And Steve, if we could just cut off the recording, and then anything that happens out of our question and answer, which is what I would do right now, I'll put also up on the website. But if we could stop the recording right now, I'll move away from this and come down and join you all at the table. Thanks very much for having me.